kiss and embrace. Love is what we need. He's here with his lovely wife and his dedicated son, Stephen, who will be, out of enlightened self-interest, we're so happy he will be rendering more and more service to us in this area of San Francisco. Dr. Kahn has an international reputation for books. He has an international reputation for books exposing the diplomacy, the intrigue, and the plotting that goes on by the military juggernaut, the industrial complex here that rules. And as he said earlier today, it was not for this last bastion of capital and fascism. Socialism would move across the entire world like a mighty wave. His books have been translated into scores of languages, such books as Sabotage, The Secret War Against America, The Plot Against the Peace, High Treason, The Plot Against the People, and I could go on and on. Books have been bestsellers, widely acclaimed. He gives us deep insight into government and society. His son Stephen is doing very important work in the Parks and Recreation Department, trying to help poor children in the cities get jobs and training. We're so happy to know that he's in IA, and we wish to pledge our full support to him and, of course, to Dr. Kahn and his good wife. An attack on them is always an attack on us. Dr. Kahn.
Brothers and sisters, I was going to apologize for the fact that I had taken off my coat when I was hot. But then I realized that when I speak here, I don't need to apologize for anything. The fact that we are here, that I am privileged to be here with our brothers from Chile. I had been intending to say brothers and sisters, but the entire group that was coming was unable to get here, but half are here, and they fully represent all. The fact that I am here with them, how it came about, I think something must be said before I speak of other things. I was in Sonoma when I met our brothers and sisters from Chile who were being received there as guests and given some aid. And naturally, I wanted to participate in any way I could. And by sheer coincidence, it happened that day, almost within the hour, I spoke with one of Brother Jim Jones's aides and mentioned what I was doing that afternoon. Within half an hour, there was a telephone call, back to me, coming from Brother Jones and inviting all our comrades and friends, our brothers and sisters, to come here, to be welcomed here. I thought that was so typical of a man and so typical of everything that is being done here in your movement. And you can understand. And I must say this. It was 2 weeks ago that that conversation occurred. Ordinarily, to arrange something like this would take 2 months with any organization. But I must tell you, we are 2 weeks late because Brother Jones said, come tonight. That was the night two weeks ago that he wanted us to be here. We couldn't be here that night. I want to say a word. I've spoken here before. I don't like to speak about myself. It's the only way. I only know how to talk about things, you know, that I've experienced and lived through. I may have told you when I spoke before that my education did not take place in college. My education began after I got out of college. And when I got out of college, I met the first working people in my life, and I met the first poor people that I have known in my life. And my education began with them and has continued from that time on. Only now there is no separation between us. Then I was not yet one of them. Now I am proud enough and old enough to be able to feel that I can say I am one of them. And my education began in two ways. This was 40 years ago. It was the time of the Spanish Civil War. It was when fascism was about to come into power in Spain. And the popularly elected government of Spain was fighting for its life against an uprising which was staged by Generalissimo Franco and a group of his officers, and which was aided by Nazi Germany and fascist Italy, and also by France indirectly, and also by England, because they would not give supplies to the government that was fighting for its life against the fascists. I got involved in this struggle. This was part of the beginning of my education. And it was then that I learned the meaning of fascism. Yes. And from that time on, I knew the direction in which I had to go. There was only one direction in which to go. If one wanted to have any self-respect, if you wanted to look upon yourself as a man, to feel that you were living with dignity, you had to be with the people. You had to be against fascism. You had to be against those who would destroy peace and happiness on earth. I learned then, brothers and sisters, I learned who were my friends, and I learned who were my enemies. I am not so gentle a man as to be able to say, I have no enemies. And I am not the sort of man who believes in saying, if a man hits me on one cheek, I should turn the other. Hell no. I do not believe that you can love good without hating evil.
Absolutely.
I do not believe that you can